Jeff Cooper, Executive Vice President at the Renewable Fuels Association.
Jeff, let's talk about the summer driving analysis that RFA releases tied to renewable fuels, obviously. Before we talk about the latest results, is this an annual survey that you do? And if so, how far back does it date?
Well, we do take a look at where gas prices are headed about this time every year, early May. We know summer driving season is about ready to start, here at the end of the month, and that's typically the period during the year when Americans are driving the most, consuming the most gasoline, and it's also the time of year when we typically see the highest gas prices on a seasonal basis of the year. And so we do every year at this time take a look at the relationship between gasoline prices and ethanol prices and determine just how much ethanol is helping save consumers. And what we found this year is a tremendous savings is likely this year due just to the inclusion of 10% ethanol in gasoline. And obviously that savings would be even larger if we were blending higher levels of ethanol nationwide and year-round.
And with the reed vapor pressure restrictions in place, you're not able to go above the 10% yet. But Jeff, it sure seems like the administration is getting closer to providing some RVP relief. Is that the sense that you're getting?
That is the sense that we're getting. And the president himself has spoken on this issue and has committed to allowing E15 sales nationwide. He understands the issue and the barrier that we currently have in the marketplace. And has resolved to help fix that. So we are very encouraged by that. We know it's going to take some time. It's going to have to go through the rulemaking process at EPA. But we're anxious to get that process started and get this barrier out of the way, so we can start to sell E15 across the country and during all times of the year. Like I said, summer is when demand is the highest, and that's also the 3.5 month period during the year where we can't sell E15 in most of the country. So it's been a real barrier and obstacle for E15 growth.
Whether it's by percentage or a dollar and cents figure, talk a little bit about the correlation between gas prices and ethanol and how much money consumers can save at the pump.
Sure. What we do is we look at the price of gasoline at the blending rack where gasoline is blended with ethanol, compared to ethanol prices at the rack. So these are wholesale level prices. And what we've seen so far this year is ethanol prices have been close to half of the price of gasoline at the wholesale level. So, and that's E0 gasoline that could be sold at retail without blending any ethanol, so E0. But, again, when you've got ethanol priced at a little over a dollar a gallon at wholesale and E0 at around $2, common sense tells you that blending more ethanol is going to reduce the price of gasoline. So the analysis we did shows that just E10 blending alone has been reducing gasoline prices by about 27 cents a gallon at the wholesale level. And if that entire savings is passed through to retail, that's about $39 billion a year across the entire U.S. gasoline pool.
I don't know if calling it the perfect storm is the right way to go about it, but you look at the positive movement on the RVP front. I've heard people talk about gas prices this summer maybe being the highest they've been in a long time, so consumers are really going to be paying attention to that. And here you have this new analysis that shows you can really save a lot of money by blending more ethanol. So it seems like there are some factors coming together here at a good time, Jeff.
Well, I think there are, and that's one reason we wanted to get this analysis out and in front of key decision makers and policy makers. We do expect, based on what AAA and EIA and others are saying, we're going to see the highest retail gas prices this summer that we've seen in 4 years. And in many parts of the country, we're already seeing gasoline at $3 a gallon. It's been a long time since we've seen that. At the same time, we do have extremely low ethanol prices. We've got plenty of supply. We've got, very high levels of surplus stocks of ethanol. So we do think the stars are really aligning to make a really good case for RVP parity and the allowance of E15. It helps, obviously, our industry, with demand. It helps the corn industry with increasing corn demand at a time when prospects aren't so great. But probably most importantly, it helps consumers with lower gas prices at a time when they're going to be facing the highest prices they've seen in a while at the pump. So we do think the conditions are setting up to make this a really strong case right now to the administration.
Anything else about the analysis that you want to make sure we talk about?
Well, you know, I think the other thing that people tend to forget is, and a benefit of ethanol that isn't often reflected, is the most of the gasoline coming out of the refinery today has a low octane level, and it's so low that you couldn't sell that gasoline at the retail station. So in order to, and refiners do that because it costs them less to make that low octane gasoline at the refinery. So the way they get it up to the minimum octane level is to blend 10% ethanol on top of it. So there's a benefit right there that happens at the blending rack that a lot of these types of analyses don't even consider. And that's, you know, something that we always look at and I think is something important to point out.